Vents Day begins. Your chance to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. This week's topics, the Martin Luther King legacy and reactions to the State of the Union address. Join us at 800-838-3760 around the listening area, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org via email. Let's start at the beginning of the week, the holiday to observe the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. Nearly everybody just calls it MLK Day now. How significant a day is that for you? Do you get the day off from work as government workers and school kids do? And if so, is it a chance to reflect on Martin Luther King's work or a day to sleep late and catch up on stuff you want to do? Maybe it's just another day at the office, no time off, no particular attention or mention paid to the day. The day is one thing. There is a little more attention paid this year because this year is also the 50th anniversary of the passage of the Voting Rights Act, which you might have noticed got a close shave from the U.S. Supreme Court 2 years ago with major chunks of it thrown out, which brings us to the major point of this discussion, how much of Martin Luther King Jr.'s work is remembered or appreciated today. And do we still have some distance to travel to secure racial equality in America? Your thoughts on Vents Day? Welcome. 800-838-3760 around the region. 800-838-3760. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Our other issue this week is the more recent one, last night's State of the Union address to Congress by President Obama. Many details went out early, including the speech's emphasis on measures to help the middle class regain some ground in the American economy. If you heard the speech, what stood out to you? If you did not hear the speech, was that a conscious decision? And feel free to comment on the overall picture, like the pageantry and the pomp and whether the big speech to Congress is even still a good idea. These are our topics on Vents Day, Martin Luther King's legacy and State of the Union reactions, 800-838-3760 or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Bill in Bandon, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
I'm trying to put in a comment to the Jefferson.
Bill, you're on.
I'm waiting for them.
Bill, you're on.
Okay, thank you very much. I wanted to, I'm reacting more to the reaction to the State of the Union than to the State of the Union itself.
Okay.
There's been a large misunderstanding about what the most recent election showed. The most recent election showed not what the American people think, but what political manipulation can do in this country. The Republicans have learned how to work the system, and the Democrats, of which I am one, the Democrats have failed in their efforts to convert their good ideas into policy, into seats in the Senate, seats in the House, and more importantly, seats in the state legislatures and governor's office. Oregon is an exception. We have a pretty good system going here, but the vast majority of the states are completely dominated by Republicans, and they've deformed the electoral system.
So it sounds like your argument is with the people who say that Obama should look at the results of the last election, figure out who's in charge, and stand aside.
That's right. The problem is not what the American people think. It's what the political manipulation has been able to achieve.
Well, then I guess the question becomes, then what happened? Why didn't the Democrats go vote in much of the country?
That's the problem.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I may be part of the problem.
Did you vote?
Yes, I voted,
okay.
But I didn't spend very much effort trying to get other people to vote.
Hmm.
I've been convinced for some time that I live in Southwest Oregon. I live in Bandon by the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Peter DeFazio, who's one of the best congressmen around. But I know that there's at least one congressman in Oregon who does not deserve to be in the legislature. I shouldn't get into all this, but I feel like I should be working really hard on people in the Ashland-Medford area. To get you to get rid of that Republican that you have representing you in Congress. You are misrepresented down there.
All right. So not really happy with the reaction, actually more, as you said, than to the State of the Union itself from the other side. Bill, thanks for joining us. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Patrick in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning, Jeffrey. I'm actually calling about the redress as well. The whole pageantry of the thing is a little surreal. The applause and standing up, it seems so disingenuous. But the rebuttal was very, like, I felt like I was, that Joni Ernst looks like a Team America World Police puppet. She had this smile on her face when she was giving out this information that's just not even close to accurate, like thousands of jobs and billions into our economy. I just, guys like Jim Inhofe who say, God's got the climate. We, you know, I'm just blown away at these people who are lawmakers, and they're literally, you know, for lack of a better word, retarded.
Well, it's been interesting to watch the responses, and I know that's where you're coming from with this, talking about Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa, who is brand new. It's always curious who gets picked to give the response from the party that does not currently hold the White House after the State of the Union. But you know, there's optics connected with that and things that get said, and often what gets said in the response is vastly different from what gets said in the State of the Union address, and no matter who is the party on either side of that. Thanks for the observations, Patrick. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Mike in Eagle Point. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Our topics, State of the Union reactions and Martin Luther King's legacy.
Good morning.
Hi.
As I see it, last night's speech was part of Martin Luther King's legacy. The fact that a person of color is holding the office of the presidency and had all the media and all the Congress listening to him last night is part of the legacy of the civil rights movement. There was a song that came out right after the 2008 election that said, Rosa sat so Martin could walk. Martin walked so that Barack could run. Barack ran, he ran, and he won so that all our children could fly. And it's all a continuum. We certainly haven't reached the promised land that Martin Luther King talked about. But, you know, things are a little bit better.
Do we ever reach the promised land, do you think? Or is it something that's always just slightly out of our reach and therefore something we need to keep striving for?
Well, you may be onto something there. But I think as long as there's injustice in the world, and I think part of the speech last night was trying to address the concentration of wealth and the gap between rich and poor in this country. And I'm not sure that he's hit on the programs that are going to address that, but we have to keep trying.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're letting you vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. It's our weekly ritual. This week, our topics are reactions to last night's State of the Union address, or has happened in several cases, reaction to the reaction, or reaction to the response, I guess you could say. And we're also talking about the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on this, the week in which his birthday is observed as a holiday in America. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts on both or either, 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. One thing that was just said, though, was about programs to help narrow the gap in America between rich and poor. I did hear the folks talking on the Diane Rehm show this morning before us about the fact that poverty and poor people was not used in the speech. Instead, it was all about expanding the middle class. So interesting choices of words that always enter into political speeches. Your thoughts more than welcome. Let us take a call here. Let's go to Dennis and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Say, I thought the speech last night was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I think that in a way it was sort of, I felt like Obama was sort of telling us goodbye in a way, you know, like I'm getting ready to end my career as a politician, and I have some things here I want to try and get done, and I'm going to do my best to do them. You know, it sounded like he feels like he was a success as a president, which I think he was.
It was an interesting moment because a couple of interesting moments there. But the day itself, the date on January 20th, think about the fact that January 20th, 2 years from now, 2 years to the day from last night, there will be a new president.
Yeah. And you know, I'm probably what you would call a conservative Democrat.
Rare breed these days, huh?
I'm not part of the far left part of the party, and probably I would be more like a Mark Hatfield Republican or something, you know. Anyway, I think that Obama is going to be considered one of our greatest presidents by history.
Really?
Yeah, I think that. And not because he's the first black president, But I think he's going to be considered one of our greatest presidents because of what he came into office to and how in basically 6 years he has pretty much turned everything around. And people are dissatisfied with him on the left and on the right, but for a person like me, I'm pretty satisfied with what he's done. And, you know, I'm not an idealist. I think that it takes time to get things done, and I think that he's a guy that had a vision, and he's tried to stick to it. And so from my perspective, I think he's been a good president.
All right. Appreciate the perspective. Thanks for that, Dennis. One of the interesting moments last night, too, is as we talk about the whole concept of the Obama legacy that has been talked about by political commentators ad nauseum for the last couple of weeks to months. But in this speech, if you didn't hear it, the president said, I've got no more races to run. And you could hear titters and what sounded like applause from the Republicans. And he ad-libbed at that point. And I know because I won them both. Which brought a reaction from the Democratic side. So there were some moments of levity, certainly, in the speech last night. Let's go to George in Wairika. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Thank you very much. What I wanted to comment on is Joni Ernst and her rise to power, which was fueled by free education and also the fact that her farm, her family, has been the recipient of $400,000 worth of corporate welfare, and how she was able to free herself from all of the stuff that the rest of us are still working with. And that goes back to Martin Luther King's bit. What do we do to bring ourselves up? Without Joni Ernst's free education, where would she be? And why not give that to the rest of us when they're saying, please don't tax us? My $7.50 an hour is being taxed. Why not the $7.50 an hour in capital gains be taxed at the same thing? Why do they get away with it and use the additional money to formulate public opinion over the internet, or pardon me, over TV?
Did Joni Ernst, I didn't get a chance to see her response, did she make any reference directly to did she talk about the free community college proposal of the president?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And did she talk anything
about... No, what she did talk about is redistribution of wealth is evil. But then again, I think that's what Christ said, didn't he?
About
how do you gain, how do I go to the kingdom of heaven? He says, give your wealth away and follow me.
All right, thanks.
Obviously,
for that.
That's a terrible quote, but it's close.
You see the trouble of trying to ad lib on the fly. Welcome to my world.
I'm glad you can do it.
Thanks for that, George. Always good to talk to you. Let's go to Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're giving State of the Union reactions and talking about Martin Luther King's legacy. Hi, Jim.
Good morning. On the Martin Luther King legacy, you'll have to fill me in if I misheard this. To use the I've Got a Dream speech or part of it in anything, you have to pay or be permission to through the Loretta Scott King Foundation.
There is, I know the King family, I wish I'd brought that editorial in with me, but they have made millions from making sure that the rights are secured for things like the I Have a Dream speech. I'm not sure if specifically you can't quote that. I mean, it was a public speech in a public place.
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. One other thing, and on the speech, I agree, it sounded like I'm going out of business sales speech or something right from the get-go. There was one little thing, it got my attention. When he was going on, he says, and I grew up in Hawaii, a very diverse place with all this stuff and everything, you know. Do you remember him saying that?
I do.
He didn't say I was born and raised in Hawaii.
Meaning what?
Interesting, I thought.
Well, we're not going back to the whole born in Kenya thing, are we here, Jim?
I beg your pardon?
Are we going back to the whole born in Kenya thing here?
Well, I don't know.
He's got a birth certificate. It's pretty clear.
The picture I got in my mind is when he wanted to put that in, the people that were working with him as a speechwriter, I would imagine most of them had little dee 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 going in their mind. I really do.
I have to wonder if at this point maybe they have a good time with it. It's sort of like when the Beatles made it look like Paul was dead by having him turn backwards on the Sgt. Pepper cover, be the only barefoot person on the cover of Abbey Road. I mean, does it really get to that point where maybe they're just trying to bait people into thinking whatever they're going to think anyway? I wonder how much fun there is in the process of drafting a State of the Union address for a president who really doesn't have to worry about getting elected again. Your comments are welcome on the Jefferson Exchange on this Vents Day. Your reactions to the State of the Union address or your reactions to the Martin Luther King legacy, and what this day, this week that we observe this week mean to you, and whether we're fulfilling the legacy of Martin Luther King. 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here's an email from Beppe. She says, maybe we should consider the non-turnout by Democrats and others in the midterms, whoever they are, as a form of expression, too. Other than that, go for it, Obama. This is your last chance. Just to be clear, I think Obama is a good president. That from Beppe. Debbie in Talent emails, I found the president's speech moving and unifying, but when I read the paper this morning, it seemed like many people heard something else completely. Interesting. So here again, reaction to the reaction. Let's get your thoughts here. Let's go to Brad in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yes, thank you. Three brief things about the Martin Luther King that actually lead into the State of the Union. When I went to the festival here at the Armory yesterday, I had tears well up in my eyes and drop out of them a number of times to see to hear the magnificent Indian drumming, to see the Brazilian dancers, the young people with their marvelous message to each other, and to see such a mixed crowd all enjoying each other. That's a wonderful legacy for him to help create. Second thing he helped did, and I read an interesting yesterday on this, is that he helped stop lynching in this country. It used to be that white guys could go out and just kill blacks for the fun of it and get away with it over and over again. That has changed. And finally, we learned that he doesn't dare question going to war or the discrepancy between the rich and the poor in this country, because when he did those things, he lost favor in the public eye. Well, that leads me to the State of the Union reaction. I noticed primarily the way the camera angles and the media covered that thing, they prevented us from seeing how utterly disloyal and uncooperative Republicans are, not only in that speech, but they have been all during President Obama's time. They do not respect their own president. They sit on their hands, they scowl, they scuttle, they change everything he's trying to do. And I think I agree with your callers that he's actually been a pretty good president. So the media doesn't show what problems that the Republicans have become. And finally, about the State of the Union, it does show to the rest of the world, though, some exemplary cooperation. We're at least not shooting each other and killing each other as we have our differences. But what it does show is that we're still fairly racist in our society. And we have come under the sway of a philosophy that has utterly sacrificed nationalism on the international stage of capitalism. We have given our country over from every other country, from Canada to China, to do what they want to us, and we've become more of a third world country within our own borders. Hmm. And that's a huge problem, and it doesn't get shown as much as it needs to be shown. All right. Thank you for letting me in.
Thanks for that, Brad. Appreciate it. Interesting, because we had a book come in yesterday that we're considering for a later program that talked about perhaps the demise of the nation state because of the globalization of the economy, just the sort of thing that Brad was just talking about. Let's get your thoughts on the State of the Union address and the Martin Luther King legacy on this Vents Day. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Email from Joe and Talent. The holiday we celebrate the life of Martin Luther King is an instructive one. It illustrates the best and worst of us. I have a number of acquaintances who are state and federal workers who have the day off with pay and still disrespect the man and his work with dismissive and often racist comments. His legacy is intertwined with that of President Obama and other thoughtful leaders of color in this nation, but how much progress we will see thanks to their sacrifices is still unknown. As long as we are driven by greed and fear, that promised land will always just be out of reach. The struggle continues. That from Joe in Talent. Here is Shane in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning.
Hi, Shane.
Just a quick comment on the State of the Union. I think no matter what people think of Obama, you have to kind of appreciate the wittiness of a president who doesn't quite seem, you know, we all know that those speeches are are drafted and carefully crafted by other people and, you know, probably with his consent and things like that. But it's not written by him, and it's not none of them are. But I love when he, you know, comes up with off-the-cuff things to, you know, when the Republicans were clapping when he said he has no more elections to win or, you know, wasn't running for any more elections, and they started clapping, and he said, that's because I won both of them, and just shut them down. I thought that was things like that I always find entertaining, and always kind of, I think history will judge him as a little bit different than some of, say, our last president, who, if you watch, was a little more robotic in his speeches and very, you know, never ad-lib, never was able to quite respond in the way, you know, and just, I think it just proves what a sharp and intelligent individual he is.
All right. Thanks for that, Shane. Appreciate it. And, you know, you have to wonder after a while, too, one of the things that we probably should be talking about is how much we focus on the substance of the speech and how much on style. I had a chance to hear a fair amount of the speech on the radio between being here and then driving home, and then saw probably the last two-thirds on television. So somewhat different impressions. You certainly can see the reaction from members of the audience. But again, how spontaneous are any reactions from the audience when the party that is not holding the White House is generally not going to applaud for the policy initiatives of the person standing up giving the speech? So we do tend to focus on things that are other than substance, for sure. Let's go to Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning. I was completely away from any media during the State of the Union speech, so I missed it. I will make this observation about it, and that is, it's the one time when the president has to talk to Congress, and it's the one time when Congress has to listen to the president. So I think it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've done that with children, and I think it's pretty much the same thing. The bottom line on Martin Luther King is we are probably further away in most of the measurable ways of creating equality in our country today than we were in 1964. Yes, we don't have as many lynchings. Now we have cops going out and killing people by race. We have attempts within the system to repeal the laws that that protect voters' rights. In terms of unemployment, I think that about a quarter of all blacks are still unemployed. I believe that the chance for a white person to be incarcerated in their lifetime is maybe one in 20 or 30. The chances are one in four for a black person. So I think we have a long way to go, and we really need to sit down and listen to Mr. King's message. Beyond that, as the inequality continues to grow in the nation among all people between the wealthy and the rest of us, I think that his message should ring true in the hearts of all Americans.
All right. Thanks for that, Paul. Appreciate it. Sandy and Mount Shasta, you got less than a minute. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Oh, wow. Well, I completely agree with the last caller. I do think that we are worse off, and I can say that because I was alive during Martin Luther King's time. And I think that the real third rail in politics anymore is war. And Martin Luther King, in his last days, spoke out very passionately about how much money we're spending on war and what it's doing to us both at home and abroad.
And as has been pointed out already, that hurt him a bit. Sandy, thanks for that. I wanted to check on what Paul was saying. The unemployment rate for blacks as of September was 11.4 at the time when for whites it was 5.3%. So a little factoid to stick in the end there. Thanks so much for a very spirited discussion on this and every Vents Day.